Hi, mate.
Oh, come on.
No.
Come on.
No, I meant to do that.
Stop it.
I meant to do that.
Do it properly. Come on.
Hi, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hey, mate.
Yay!
There we go. I love how you two cheer yourselves for doing that. It's the easiest thing in the world.
But we're so proud of ourselves.
We're so proud of ourselves.
Honestly, every other week you get it wrong anyway.
No, we don't.
When you can get it right, I'm going to put it on a T-shirt.
Yeah, well done.
Hey, there's a racehorse called I Am 8. You know that, don't you?
Never mind anything. I'm going to stop you. Before you do anything to do with your show today, Jordan.
Yes.
I've got one word to say.
Oh, careful.
Horse.
Oh, what about it?
Horse. Jordan. Horse.
Horse.
His horse, you mean?
Yes,
yeah,
horse.
Where is it?
Horse.
Damaged.
Did it run? Was it the last time we were here? Wasn't it supposed to be running?
No, it's. Yeah, it was, but it got pulled out.
No, you see, I'm not having this. I'm not having this.
No. Come on. We want to know what happened.
It's damaged.
Come on, I can fill us in. Come on, I've been dying to sit by now about this.
No, that's all I can say.
No, you can tell us more. You told me it round the other day.
Don't shy away from me, microphone. We all need to hear this loud and clear.
All I know is...
What has happened?
Well, it's just injured. I don't know what's wrong with it.
But it's never done anything. How can it be injured?
They walked it out the stable.
Was it too chilly outside and it like went back in?
No, it ran once and came nowhere and then injured itself.
And you invested in this?
Yes.
Is it Neil who's responsible for this?
Yeah.
Right, he's coming in 1 week. He's taking advantage of you. He's going to steal all your money.
I know.
Has he got your bank account details?
Yeah.
Right.
Can I get the last three digits on your card, please?
Something's wrong here. Something's wrong here.
He works in a call centre in Mumbai.
Oh, does he?
No.
Seriously, though, you were telling me the other day about the horse and it was due to run, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, explain to the listeners what happened.
Yeah. I've put some money into a horse and you can already tell it hasn't gone well.
Yeah, but to explain what happened on the day with this horse. Did you go to the race meet?
No.
Wasn't it supposed to be at Uttoxeter?
No. Well, it was, yeah, but I didn't go to Uttoxeter.
Okay. Did the horse go?
The important bit.
No, it got abandoned.
So it didn't even get there?
No, the meeting got abandoned.
That's right. Convenient.
Yeah, it's convenient.
And who told you it got abandoned? Was this, like, Neil?
No, the Racing Post app.
Oh, okay.
I've got it all on my phone.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. So apart from that, how are you?
I'm all right.
You can start now.
But talking of racing...
Mm. Oh, do we have to?
Yeah, we do. We'll gallop on to that subject.
Go on, then.
I've been to the races.
Yep, he has.
And I went with Neil, who I was just referencing to.
Oh, yeah. Him? Ah.
Neil okay. Daly.
Neil Arup.
Yeah.
And we all had a good day. We all won something.
I saw his pictures on socials. He had his flat cap on and all that.
Yeah,
cool.
Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, yeah. Who were you with?
Neil.
No, in the picture, it was someone else. It wasn't Neil, I don't think.
It was.
Oh, was that Neil?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, at least we know what he looks like now.
Yeah, we all had a good day. We all won we all won some money. But the money that I went with, I broke even, if you know what that means.
Of course we did.
I can't really I don't really know how to explain it.
No, it's not difficult. You broke even.
You didn't lose, yeah. It's like you came away with what you went with.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not stupid.
We've not got brain damage, you know. That's you.
No, I'm trying to get some, though, because there's claim and all.
Yeah, there's money in it.
Get some money.
Apparently.
Yeah. Does it rub off on people?
Yeah. You, apparently, because you forgot what time we did the podcast today.
Oh, was that you?
Yeah.
It was me, yeah. Jordan, the other week... Andrew, the
yes.
other week on
the other week, we were. Can I just jump in here?
You can. It's your show.
Because I'll forget. The other week, Andrew, me and Kevin have done this, but we were discussing. Well, we got distracted. We were discussing riders.
That's right. That's what I was going to bring up. Yeah. So when we were talking about band riders the other week, and I was talking about Smarties and all that kind of malarkey.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
My intention was, and it didn't happen, was to ask you guys. If you were rock stars and about to do a big gig, starting with Jordan, what would your band rider be? Do you want to remind everybody what a band rider is?
Well, basically, it's just all the stuff what they put in your dressing room, isn't it?
Yeah, part of it, yeah. So what would you have as an artist? I'm intrigued.
Well, I don't know whether I'd have it before or after, but I would have a big slap-up fry-up. and then I would want some, I don't even know if they make these anymore, but I want some KP salt and vinegar crisps.
All right, yeah.
KP?
Yeah.
KP. Do they still exist?
I don't remember.
I mean, they do nuts, don't they?
Yeah.
And a can of Dr. Pepper.
Is that all you'd want?
Is that all you want?
English?
No. And a pot of tea.
Full English, pot of tea, a can of Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
And what else?
And KP salt vinegar crisp.
Okay, so when we like send out letters to people for like interviews and stuff, we'll say this is what Jordan requires.
Yeah,
yes. Like, yeah, bring him in.
Yeah. What would you have, Andrew? Any thoughts?
Oh, easy. A retro sweet shop.
Yes.
Easy.
Well, like a shelf with a little
like loads of shelves, loads of those like containers with all the sweets in.
Paper bag.
Yeah, paper bag.
Little shovel.
Yeah, absolutely. All that stuff.
I remember something now. You've just reminded me of it. When we were at a certain radio station together,
you
had a treat drawer, didn't you?
Did I?
Yeah, you had a treat drawer. It was the top drawer of the filing
cabinet. I told you he was on a register. I absolutely knew it.
That does sound very register-like, doesn't it?
Would you like a sweet, Jordan?
Come into my office. I don't remember that. It's not my sweet drawer at home. I have a sweet drawer at home.
Boss man, where's your trousers?
No, it was the top drawer of the filing cabinet.
He can't reach the top drawer of the filing cabinet.
I'd never put stuff in there.
I had to get him out for him.
You had to get him out. Oh, amazing. You know, you said about KP Crisp, by the way.
Yeah.
What were the ones where you used to have to put your own salt on?
Oh, salt and shake.
Yeah. Walkers, not Wakers.
Were they before your time, though?
No. Well, they probably were originally, but they brought them back, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah.
I quite like them.
Yeah.
I've never forgiven them for changing the colours of the packets.
Yeah, no, that's very confusing.
No, that is very confusing. Yeah.
And what is the reason for that? Is that? There must be a reason.
I don't know.
Cheese and onion always used to be green, didn't it? Which...
And they changed it.
Yeah.
It's like now it's blue. 40 years on. That's
yeah.
And do you know what really
Which would be
me?
Devastating if you go in for your like your sandwich meal thing in Asda and you pick up the wrong colour crisps.
Yeah,
I
but
don't like cheese and onion crisps.
Some brands haven't done that. It's just Walkers that have done that. Because Golden Wonder, salt and vinegar, they're still blue in Golden Wonder.
Why is that nugget of information in your head?
Because we were just discussing changing the crisp packets, that's all.
Fair enough.
Here we go. Walkers has never officially changed the packet colours of their salt and vinegar, green, and cheese and onion, blue.
Oh, so you're saying it was one of them...
Mandela effect. The confusion
is it?
No, that's rubbish.
I'm not having that.
It says the confusion is a widely documented instance of the Mandela effect where many people falsely recall a colour swap.
No. No, it's not.
No.
No, I'm not having that.
We can't all think that.
No.
We're living in another dimension now.
Yep. No. That's wrong. Don't believe it.
You would do with this country at the minute.
Oh, let's not get into politics.
No, let's move on then.
Anybody got anything to say about Chris, though? They need to maybe message us and just tell us what they remember.
Yeah, tell us your fun facts or anything like that.
Fun facts about crisps.
Yeah. You don't get enough in a bag no more.
No, you don't, do you? I like Monster Munch. And you get about four pieces in it now.
Pickled onion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Are we doing Monster Munch test next week, maybe? Should bring the crisps in.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I tell you what, do you know that the Monster Munch, the shapes of the crisps?
The feet.
Yay! I never knew that until, a couple of months ago.
Well, what did you think they were?
Hands.
Yeah, well, they kind of look the same, don't they?
But that just screams brain damage for you, doesn't it?
Oh, you're just trying to get more cash out of the system, you?
Yeah.
Bringing that up every week.
I know.
Nothing wrong with you?
No, there's nothing wrong with me. Should we move on to Flying Fact?
Go for it.
Shall we?
Yep.
Junkie the Flying Fact. So, what are the rules? Every time. Every time.
Right, basically...
The concentration going into this right now.
Basically...
Go on.
Two truths and a lie.
Right.
Yes.
Two of them are true, one's a lie.
And what do I have to do?
Decipher which one the lie is, I think.
There you go.
Are you ready then?
Yeah. Go on.
Am I going first?
Yeah.
Right. I had a mate, right, and he got a toilet seat stuck on his head, and he got in the paper for it.
Hang on, is this a joke?
No, it's a fact.
You sure?
It's going to be funnier than his joke, though, isn't it? Let's be honest.
But, yeah, one of my neighbours, one of the kids, got a toilet seat stuck on the head.
How big was his head?
I don't know, but it fitted a toilet seat on it.
You sure this isn't a joke of?
No.
You sure?
You're confused.
Yeah.
Is this a fact?
No, it's a fact.
That's not true. How big was his bloody head?
Massive, that's why he got in the paper.
Right, okay, that's fact number one. Yeah.
And the second fact is that I once went to try and find a pub to watch the men's Wimbledon tennis final and ended up in Barnsley.
Right, okay.
Right.
That's random.
That seems legit.
And I've had judo lessons.
Oh.
Like you used to climb mountains, you mean?
Yeah. Hang on, this is going to be so tough. You judo?
No.
Bloke with bug on head? No.
It was a kid.
Well, that can't be true then. How big was his head?
Is he bigger than your head? Because you've got a massive head.
I've got a massive head.
Well, the first one's got to be a lie, but the last one's got to be a lie.
Well, no, because judo, was it like just a like beginner type thing? Tell me about it. Where did you do it?
In the Yorkshire Ward in Mosley. Right. Upstairs.
Was it in a class with other people?
Yeah.
Right. Were there other people with disabilities?
No.
Just you on your own?
I was with normal people.
Right.
Normal people.
Normal people.
I don't think I can say that.
Are we not allowed to say normal people anymore?
Why were you there?
Because my sister had started doing it and she wanted to try and find something that we could do together.
So, of all the things in the world, she thought judo.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. Is this Sophie?
Yeah.
Is she still talking to you, by the way?
She don't listen to the podcast, so we're fine.
Okay. What was the second one?
I went to watch the tennis final and...
Ended up in Barnsley.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends who was driving.
So I'm going to... Look, there's no way someone gets a toilet seat stuck on their head.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the lie.
Yeah, I agree. Like...
Wrong.
No!
Right, I'm going to need photo evidence for this if it was in the newspaper.
Which one was the lie?
The judo.
I'm gobsmacked. So tell us about the kid with the massive head and the bog seat. Come on.
It was my...
Oh, my God, has he really got a massive head?
I don't know if he's got a massive head now, but when he was a kid, Matthew, he had a...
Oh, we're naming him, are we? Yeah. All right.
Is he a relative?
No, he's just a friend from when I was younger.
Go on, so toilet seat.
He got his toilet seat stuck on his head. You know, one of them training ones.
Oh, right. So it wasn't like a proper one.
No, it wasn't.
Like a kid's size one.
Yeah.
Mind you, surely they're still the same proportions.
I know.
Anyway.
That was very good, though. Well done, that man.
Go on, Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay, so, fact number one, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
I once almost got shot while jaywalking in Poland.
While what?
Jaywalking in Poland.
What?
You find that funny, me getting shot, did you?
Well, because there's only you would ever get in that situation, isn't there?
So, you know what jaywalking is, George, yeah?
No.
Jaywalking is crossing the road where you shouldn't cross the road. And in some countries, if you don't use the crossings, you can get shouted at by policemen.
Dang. All shot in this instance.
All shot in my instant. So that's fact one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fact number two, my engine fell out of my car at Bellevue.
Yeah, I believe that.
Fact number two. And fact number three, Bobby Charlton came to my school when I was a kid and he lied for me.
Right. What was the lie?
I told all my mates who used to bully me.
Right. That
when Bobby Charlton had been announced coming to the school.
Yeah. What, Bobby Charlton used to bully you?
No, my mates. Oh. Well, not my mates, kids, in class.
Right, okay.
And they were on his football and I wasn't. And Bobby Charlton was coming to the school on a day trip to meet everybody, say hello.
Yeah.
And I said, I knew him. I said, he was my uncle.
Oh.
So all the kids, when he came to the school, said hello to everybody.
Yeah.
And they said, Kevin Archer says you're his uncle. And he said, yeah, hi, Kev, how you doing? And shook my hand.
Yeah.
Bobby Charlton.
Okay, a lot of detail there. Mm. I think that's true.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
And I totally believe that you nearly got shot. Because it just sounds...
Yeah. Oh, so you think the car engine dropping out in Bellevue is the lie?
No, I've changed my mind.
So, you're in Poland?
Yeah.
Do they have jaywalking in Poland?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure they must do, mustn't they, if you nearly got shot?
Yeah. Angry policeman, not crossing on a zebra crossing, can't get shot.
Why would he do that?
What?
Well, it's Kevin, isn't
he? Was he just angry?
I just started crossing the road, and they were shouting at me. Says, stop crossing the road.
What, so they shouted at you with a...
No, he had his hand on his gun, to be fair.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't draw it and point at me, Dirty Harry, and say, don't move, punk, or anything like that.
I mean, do car engines fall out?
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
How do you know that, Mr. Mechanic over there?
I don't know why I know that, but I do.
Because you've seen it in a cartoon, haven't you?
Got tough.
No, I've seen it. I actually have seen it in my uncle's garage.
Seen in cartoons with all the wheels pull up and down. and I get out with big red feet. What are you going for, gents?
I believe the Bobby Charlton one. Because he was always in schools, especially back in the days you would have been in school and I was. Mm-hmm. So,
1850s.
That's it.
Yeah.
I don't believe the Poland one.
Mm-hmm.
What, in getting shot?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get shot, did I? I said I almost got shot. I was exaggerating a bit, but you know what I mean.
No.
What are you going for, George?
I actually think getting shot's a lie, actually. No,
you think that's the lie?
Yeah.
Andrew?
Yeah, Poland being shot or not shot.
Yep. No.
Yeah.
You ready? The lie is Bobby Charlton. You never came to my school.
Hey, you played that one well.
Jesus.
Shall I tell you something?
Yeah.
That's a school, that was a reading book when I was a kid at school. That was something we read. Did you not have that? And it was a story about Bobby Charlton and a kid telling lies. And Bobby Charlton comes to the school and that's what evolves. Bobby Charlton lied.
No.
It's a school book.
This must have been in the alternate universe.
I will find it, and if anybody knows what it is, let us know, but I'll find it. But, yes, that was a lie. Do I win anything?
No.
Oh, can we do Joke of the Week?
Yes.
You're very excited for this.
Oh, can't wait.
Are you sure?
I hope so.
Hang on, I've got to find the scores on the doors.
John's so excited. Look at him. He's never been so close to his mic.
So, Jordan, you're on 30 points. Kevin has raced away with the lead on 35 points, all because of chicken jokes, which is clearly my weakness.
Okay.
The secret recipe.
So I'm assuming you've got a chicken joke.
Or maybe I'm just playing chicken.
Come on, then.
Right. How did the chicken with no legs, cross the road?
Oh, dear. Go on.
In a KFC bucket.
Oh, he's not that impressed.
Have you made that up?
No.
Are you sure?
I got it from one of my friends. She's called Victoria.
She's clearly not a friend.
Aye.
I was thinking... I was just looking at General Joker's children, and I'm just going to replace the word man with the word chicken in every joke I ever do. Two chickens walking a pub. You know what I mean? Look, he's already laughing. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's mine. This is a news flash for you, gents. Today, a Manchester man was hit by a violin, a French horn, and a clarinet. Police believe it was an orchestrated attack. I thank you.
I saw that coming.
He's not even started laughing. Thank you, Mel. Yeah, boss man.
It's a good job he weren't hit with strawberries and bananas, wasn't it? Or else it'd be a trifle deaf.
Right, can we go home now?
Yeah.
Seriously?
No points.
Someone... No. No.
Wow.
Oh.
No.
Again.
No points.
Well, Kevin, our work here is done. Bye.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.